This is side one of the first tape of the Stress Reduction and Relaxation Program that you have joined at the University of Massachusetts Medical Center. By playing this tape regularly and by doing what it says to do, you are assuming an active and powerful role in improving your health. During this process, it is best if you can manage to stay awake throughout the duration of the tape. This side is a guided body scan meditation designed to help you to enter and to dwell in a state of very deep physical and mental relaxation. It is best to arrange to do it in a warm and protected place in which you feel comfortable and secure, and at a time when you will not be interrupted by anyone or by the telephone. Arrange to dress in loose and comfortable clothing, and particularly clothing that does not constrict your waist and your breathing. It's helpful to see this time as a time that is totally set aside for you, as an opportunity to be by yourself and to be with yourself fully. See if you can allow it to be a nourishing time, a time you deserve to give yourself some positive energy and attention, a time in which to open to the sources of strength and healing within yourself. In doing work of this kind, it's important to remember not to try too hard to relax. This will just create tension. What we will be doing is becoming aware in each passing moment and just accepting what is happening in yourself, looking at it clearly and seeing it as it is because it's already here. It's part of your experience in the moment, for better or for worse. Let go of the tendency which we all have to want things to be different from how they are right now, and allow things to be exactly as you find them. Allow yourself to be exactly as you are. Use the instructions for guidance as best you can, watching your body and the activity of your mind as we go along. Letting go of judgmental and critical thoughts in particular, and just doing what it says to do as best you can, and being aware of how you feel, of what is happening. Remember that there is no right way to feel while you are doing this. The way you are feeling is the way you are feeling right now. Just accepting it and giving yourself permission to feel what you're feeling and seeing that it's okay. Do this in whatever posture or position is comfortable, if lying on your back is not comfortable. It's really your sensitivity and level of attention, and not the way you are lying, which is important. So now, let's arrange to lie down on our backs, if possible, on a mat or a thick rug or on your bed, and allowing your eyes to close gently if you feel comfortable with it, letting the arms lie alongside your body, palms open towards the ceiling if that feels comfortable, and allowing the feet to fall away from each other, and slowly bringing your attention to the fact that you are breathing. Not manipulating your breath in any way, but simply experiencing it as the air moves in and out of your body, and directing your attention in particular to your belly, to your abdomen, and feeling the sensations in that region as the breath comes into your body and the abdomen expands gently, And as the breath moves out of your body and the belly deflates, and just following with your mind's eye the rhythmic movements of your belly with each breath, the rising of your belly on the in-breath and the falling on the out-breath. And on each out-breath, just letting go, letting your body become heavy as it sinks a little bit deeper into the floor or into your mat. Just full attention in each moment to your breathing. The in-breath and the out-breath, following rhythmically the one on the other, as the body sinks with every out-breath into the floor, into your mat, as you let go. Now, when you feel ready to, let's shift the focus of our attention to the toes of the left foot. Just taking your mind and moving it away from your belly, down the left leg, all the way to the foot, and all the way out to your toes. And just becoming aware of whatever the feelings are in this region of your body. There may be sensations of tingling or moisture, of itching, of warmth. Whatever they are, it's not important, but just feeling your toes as they are. And if you find that you are registering a blank when you tune to this region, then just experiencing not feeling, experiencing what's there. And just breathing with these sensations. Experiencing the big toe, and if you can, the little toe, not moving them, but just feeling them individually, and perhaps the toes in between. And as you breathe in, just imagining that the breath is moving right down through the lungs and through the belly and down the left leg all the way to your toes. And as you breathe out, that the breath is just moving back up from your toes and ultimately out your nose. So that you're breathing in down to your toes and breathing out from your toes. And when you're ready, just on the out-breath, letting go of your toes completely, allowing this region of your body to just dissolve in your mind's eye, and move your attention and bring it to focus on the bottom of your left foot. And whatever feelings there are in this particular region, breathing with it, feeling the bottom of your foot. And when you're ready, breathing down the leg to the bottom of your foot, and on the out-breath, breathing out from the bottom of your foot and just letting it go. And coming to focus now on the heel, in the place where your heel is making contact with the floor or the mat or whatever, and just feeling the sense of touch and pressure. And when you're ready, breathing into the heel. And on the out-breath, just letting go of your heel. Becoming aware of the top of your foot. And whatever feelings or lack of feelings there are from that particular region. Not so much thinking about your foot as just being here with it, feeling it, letting it predominate in the field of your awareness at the moment. Breathing with your foot and letting that awareness spread to the ankle as well. And feeling your own left ankle. Breathing with it. And when you're ready, breathing, directing the breath down to the ankle. And on the out-breath, just letting go of the ankle and the entirety of your left foot as you relax into a deeper state of stillness and awareness. And become aware of the left lower leg, the shin in front and the calf muscle in back, and any sensations, feelings in your lower left leg, not just on the surface, but deep as well, right down into the bones in the lower leg. Experiencing this region as it is, not trying to make it be any different. Just accepting the feelings that you feel, breathing with them. And when you're ready, just letting go of this part of your body as well. As you relax and sink even deeper into the mat, into the floor, as you let go. Letting the focus now move up to your knee. Feeling your knee, the kneecap and sides and back of the knee and deep into the joint, just experiencing your left knee. Breathing with it. And on an out-breath, just letting it dissolve as well. And moving now into the region of the thigh, above the knee, on the surface and deep, and all the way up to the groin on the inside and the hip and on the outside. And just experiencing your left thigh, letting it be as soft and relaxed as possible. If there's any tension in the thigh or anywhere else when you come to it, just allowing it to exit on each out-breath, allowing the thigh to be soft and relaxed, breathing with your thigh. And when you're ready, taking a deeper breath in down into the thigh, and as you breathe out, just letting it dissolve and relax and soften as you let go. Then let's move over to the right leg and become aware of the feelings in the right toes, the toes of the right foot. And without wiggling them, if you can, just feeling the sensations of the big toe and the little toe and the others. Breathing, directing the in-breaths down into the foot and right to the toes, and on the out-breath, just letting the breath come up from the toes and right out through your nose. Just registering the sensations that are in this region. Not judging them or worrying about what your toes should feel like, but just allowing them to be exactly as you're experiencing them now. And when you're ready, taking a deeper breath in, down into the toes. And on the out-breath, just letting your toes dissolve in the field of your awareness and letting the attention shift onto the bottom of your right foot. And this time including the heel and the place where the foot makes contact with the floor, with the mat. Just tuning to any and all sensations. Breathing with them. And when you're ready, just on an out-breath, letting go of the bottom of your foot as you relax, as you let go of this region. And let the attention gently move to the top of the foot and to the ankle. Breathing in and breathing out, experiencing this region of your body. And when you're ready, just letting it go. Letting it relax and soften and dissolve in your mind's eye as you become aware of the lower leg. Region of the body like most others that we don't pay much attention to and take for granted. And now just feeling this extremely important part of your body as it is, appreciating it perhaps, when you're ready, breathing into it, and as you breathe out, just letting go of it as well. And become aware of your right knee. Breathing down into the knee, and on the out-breath, letting go of the knee as well. And now the right thigh, the entire region of the upper leg between the hip and pelvis and groin, all the way to the knee. Feeling your right thigh, any sensations at all. Being as precise as you can about seeing and feeling these sensations, whether they be sensations of warmth or tingling or heaviness or lightness, blood flow, whatever. And just sensing, feeling your thigh as it is. And when you're ready, breathing into the thigh. And as you breathe out, just letting go of this region too. And becoming aware now of the pelvis, the entire region of your pelvis, from one hip to the other. Aware of the buttocks in contact with the mat or the floor, and the sensations of contact and of weight and perhaps of heaviness or whatever you're feeling. Becoming aware of the region of the genitals and whatever sensations or lack of sensations you are experiencing in this region. Becoming aware of the hips themselves. And just breathing with the entirety of your pelvis. And when you're ready, directing the breath on the in-breath down into your pelvis. And as you breathe out, just letting the pelvis soften and release and any tension in it go with the breath as you sink even deeper into a state of relaxed awareness and stillness. Totally present in each moment. Content to just be, and to just be right here as you are right now. And let's direct our attention now to the lower back, to that region that connects up with the pelvis, that comes out of the pelvis. And just experiencing whatever sensations are here. This is, of course, a region that, for many of us, sometimes gives us problems. There may be sensations of some intensity, and just for the moment experiencing your back as it is, letting the breath penetrate, really move into every region of your lower back on the in-breath, and on the out-breath just letting any tension and tightness, any holding on or any intensity just be there and flow out with the out-breath to the extent that it will. And as you breathe out, just letting go of the lower back and moving up into the region of your upper back. And just feeling the sensations in this region. Breathing with them. You may even feel your rib cage in back as well as in front expand on the in-breath. The ribs being in back as well as in front, coming all the way around to the spine. And any tension or tightness or reservoirs of fatigue or discomfort in the upper back region or central back region, just letting them dissolve and move out with the out-breath as you let go and sink even deeper into stillness and relaxation. And allowing your attention to shift to the belly again and experiencing the rising and falling of your belly as you breathe. And just allowing the awareness to expand from the belly in the front of your body to the chest as well. Feeling the movements of your diaphragm, that umbrella-like muscle that separates your belly from your chest, from your heart and your lungs. And just for a moment experiencing the chest as it expands on the in-breath and contracts somewhat on the out-breath. And if you can, tuning to the rhythmic beating of your heart within your chest, feeling it if you can. As well as the lungs expanding on either side of your heart, nourishing every region, every organ, every tissue of your body with oxygenated blood. Each time the heart pumps blood throughout the body. And as the blood returns to the heart, giving off the waste products of metabolism and purifying the body in a rhythmic cycle of renewed energy and continuous detoxification, purification on the out-breath. Just experiencing your chest and your belly as you lie here, and the muscles on the chest wall, breasts, the entirety of the front of your body. And when you're ready, on an out-breath, just letting this region dissolve into relaxation as well. And allowing your attention to move to your fingertips. And we'll do both hands together, just becoming aware of the sensations now in the tips of your fingers and thumbs. You may feel some pulsations from the blood flow. You may feel a dampness or a warmth or whatever. Just feeling your fingers, the insides of them and the backs of your fingers, right out to the tips. And letting the field of your awareness expand to include the palms of your hands and the backs of your hands. And the wrists. And here again, perhaps picking up the pulsations of the arteries in the wrists as the blood flows to and from your hands. And becoming aware as well of the forearms. And the elbows. Any and all sensations, regardless of discomfort or problems with one region or another. Just experiencing your body as it is, and in particular now, your arms. Allowing the field of your awareness to include now the upper arms, right up to the armpits and the shoulders. The shoulders are a reservoir of tension for many of us, accumulated tension, and often the cause of some pain and perhaps neck problems. During the day, stresses often wind up creating this tension in our shoulders, neck, and at the moment just experiencing your shoulders. If there is any tension, just on the in-breath, breathing into your shoulders and into your arms, and in the out-breath, just letting that tension dissolve as you breathe out, letting go of the tension and letting go of your arms, all the way from the fingertips up through the shoulders themselves. As you sink even deeper into a state of relaxed observation and awareness. Just being present in each moment. Letting go of whatever thoughts come up or whatever impulses to move or to do something else, and just experiencing yourself in this moment. And now let's let the focus of our attention move on to the neck, to the back of the neck and the spine in the neck region, and to the throat, and feeling the entirety of this region of your body, experiencing what it feels like perhaps when you swallow and when you breathe, as the air goes from the head to the chest through the neck region. Breathing in down into the neck intentionally, and on the out-breath, just letting go of the neck as well. Letting it relax and dissolve in your mind's eye. And becoming aware of your face. Another region that often stores accumulated tension over the course of a day. And let's focus first on the jaw and the chin, just experiencing it as it is. Any sensations right up in the hinge region of the jaw. Breathing with this region. And on the out-breath, when you're ready, just letting it dissolve. Becoming aware of your lips and your mouth, the teeth and the gums, your tongue, and the roof of your mouth, and the back of the mouth and throat, and just breathing with this region and the sensations, the feelings of your mouth and lips and cheeks. And on an out-breath, just letting this region dissolve as well. And becoming aware of your nose. And now feeling the breath as it moves in and out at the nostrils. Just being aware of yourself as the breathing goes on. And be aware of your eyes and the eyebrows and the space between the eyebrows and the entire region around your eyes, the eyelids, and often there's tension in this region as well, and just if there's any tension on the out-breath, just letting it leave as the breath leaves. Allowing your temples to relax and dissolve as you experience the sensations on the side of your head. And breathing to your ears and breathing out from your ears and letting them go as well. And now the forehead. Just breathing with your forehead, letting it soften. It's a seat of stored emotions, often tension and anger, frustration. And if you sense any emotions associated with the tension or feelings in the muscles of your face, just being aware of that, breathing in, nourishing your face, asking it to relax and dissolve into relaxation and stillness. Now, just coming up on the entirety of your face, including the forehead, breathing with the entirety of your face, as if you were coming up from underneath, from inside, and just letting the entirety of your face, including the forehead, dissolve into neutral. Most of the time it's busy projecting one view or another. For now, just letting it be as it is, not working over time, just letting it be. Letting it be still and neutral. Your own face. Relaxed and at peace. And now, becoming aware of the back of the head and the top of the head, the entire region of the cranium and upper regions of the skull. And breathing in now to this whole region. Breathing out from this region. And focusing on a spot now at the very top of your head, about the size of a quarter perhaps, and just letting the breath move from your nose right up in your mind's eye to the spot at the top of your head, the very crown of your head, and breathing out from this region right down through your nose again. And then just imagining that spot can open up, like the blowhole of a whale, and that you can breathe right through the top of your head. So breathing in and out, right through the top of your head, and letting the air and the energy move right out of your head and right back down into it, so that you're imagining that you're breathing now from the top of the head right through the body and out the bottoms of the feet. And breathing now in through the bottoms of the feet and right out the top of your head. And just watching and allowing your breath to move in this way all the entire length of your body, all of your muscles in a deep state of relaxation, and the mind simply aware of this flow of energy, of this flow of breath, experiencing your entire body breathing. And when you're ready, just feeling your body as a whole, from the top of your head to the bottoms of your feet. Lying here in a state of stillness and deep relaxation. And sinking deeper and deeper into a state of well-being as we come in touch with feeling complete, feeling whole, as we are in touch with our essential completeness, a realm in which our limitations are not confining, a realm of oneness, a realm of silence, of stillness, of peace, open to things just as they are in each moment, and seeing that this attitude and this stillness itself is healing, and allowing the world to be as it is beyond our personal fears and concerns, beyond the tendencies of the mind to want everything to be a certain way, and just seeing ourselves as complete right now, as we are, looking and experiencing deeply the fullness of our life and the limitless qualities of life, experiencing the fullness of our ability to love and to care, and experiencing being totally awake right now. And as the tape ends, bringing your awareness back to your body again and feeling it as a whole. Now you might want to wiggle your toes and fingers, and allowing this calmness and this centeredness to remain with you as you move now and as you resume the activities of your life. You may wish to congratulate yourself on having taken the time and the energy to nourish yourself in this way, and to remember that this state of relaxation and clarity is accessible to you by simply attending to the in-breath and to the out-breath in any moment, no matter what's happening at any time of the day. And letting it be a source of constant strength and energy for you and for others with whom you share your world, and letting it provide a deep personal reservoir of balance and well-being from which you may make conscious decisions and choices about how to live a more integrated and healthy and satisfying life. This is side two of tape number one of the Stress Reduction and Relaxation Program. The same instructions apply as for the other side of the tape. This side combines some simple body movements with deep relaxation. Remember that by playing the tape regularly, at least once a day, you are nourishing and strengthening your body and participating in the process of optimizing your state of well-being and health. On this side, in particular, you should follow along as best you can, doing what you feel capable of, and refraining from anything that does not seem to be appropriate for you at this time. Let your own sensitivity to your body override my indications of how long to hold any position we may be doing. And in the process of developing a deeper awareness and sensitivity to ourselves, we are basically working at the limits of what we can do at any given moment. It's important to be aware of these limits and to dwell at their boundary long enough to experience them, but it's just as important not to push beyond them. Instead, we are going to be looking deeply into them at each moment with full acceptance of them and not trying to force ourselves to be different from how we are right now. If you do this work regularly, every day, with care and attention, as we are learning how to do it, you will soon notice that your limits are changing and dissolving by themselves. Now, the best results will be achieved by not trying to achieve anything at all, even relaxation. It's enough to simply do what it says to do as best you can, paying full attention to exactly how your body is feeling in each moment. If a stretch is producing the sensations of tingling, pulling, tugging, pins and needles, prickling, hot feelings or burning, radiating, penetrating, or anything else, just feel what it is. Try to really notice what you're feeling as precisely as possible. Even asking yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is this feeling in my knee, in my back, in my leg, etc.? Exactly where is it? What qualities does it have? Is my mind reacting to it or responding to it? If you wish to skip something we may be doing, just try assuming a comfortable posture, closing your eyes, and visualizing or sensing yourself doing what the tape is describing in as much detail as possible. Remember to breathe diaphragmatically and through the nose as much as possible, and to work with the eyes open sometimes and closed at other times, experimenting with the level of concentration you can achieve. So now, let's begin by lying back on our backs in a comfortable position on a mat or pad on the floor, something that will protect you from the hardness of the floor, and allowing your body to settle into what we call the corpse pose or the corpse position. You're just lying on your back with your feet falling away from each other and the arms alongside your body with the palms open towards the ceiling if that feels comfortable to you. And just bringing your attention to your breathing at your belly, the abdomen expanding on the in-breath and deflating on the out-breath, as if you had a little balloon in your belly and it was just expanding and deflating gently of its own accord, and you're not forcing it. And allowing the eyes to be gently closed at this point if you feel comfortable with it. And just letting your body sink into the mat each time you breathe out, as your muscles let go, and as any residual tension or strain or stress left over from what you've been doing leaves your body on each out-breath. And on the in-breath, just breathing in a sense of vitality and lightness and renewed energy. And let's begin now on an in-breath, just taking a deep breath in, and as we do it, stretching the arms up over the head for the entire duration of the in-breath so that it's a slow, purposeful stretch. And when you reach the floor with the hands, just holding the breath for a moment and stretching the entire body out, the fingers in one direction and the heels in the other, not too strenuously, but just feeling your entire body stretching right through the fingertips and the wrists and the elbows and the armpits and shoulders, the rib cage, the entirety of your body stretching every joint. And then on the out-breath now, just letting the arms slowly and mindfully come back down so that you're in touch with them all the way, even though your eyes are closed. You're feeling your arms, and at a certain point, just experiencing them making contact with the floor and experiencing them relaxing and letting go as the muscles relax and the floor takes on the work of holding them up. And just coming back to your belly and to the flow of your breathing. And now let's bend both knees so that the feet will be flat on the floor and spread approximately a foot apart. The knees are pointing up towards the ceiling. Your arms are still relaxed alongside your body. And we'll do our pelvic tilts by first contracting your belly and just lifting the tailbone slightly off the floor and pushing the base of the spine and the lower back down into the floor. And then tilting the pelvis the other way so that you make a space between the floor and your back, and there's a nice little archway there that you could put your hand underneath. And then if you keep your hand there, once again tilting the pelvis the other way so that you're pushing down on the hand and just the tailbone is slightly coming up off the floor, but not the pelvis. And just gently rocking back and forth, a nice oscillatory motion, moving the pelvis, just tilting the pelvis back and forth. And just doing this at your own pace as you breathe naturally. And then when you're ready, just slowly coming to a stop and wrapping both arms around your shins, drawing the knees up towards your chest, and just squeezing gently, lovingly, squeezing your knees down towards your chest. And if you like, rocking a little bit from side to side as you breathe. And if you want, raising the head up so that you're basically massaging the muscles of your back as you do this, the muscles on either side of the spine. And you can even try making circular motions as you do it, around in both directions, one after the other. And then try just shifting so that you're holding onto one knee and stretching the other leg out starting perhaps with the left leg and just stretching it out on the floor as you squeeze the right knee down towards the chest, holding on now with both hands, one to the knee and one to the shin. And if you want, bringing the head up in the direction of the knee, and perhaps, if you can, putting the forehead on the knee or just stopping wherever you wind up. Just experiencing this as your limit at this particular time, and not immediately backing away from it, but just breathing with it. So let's just breathe here now. If you notice some intense sensations at any point, just directing your breath to those regions in particular each time you breathe in. And on the out-breath, just letting go of those sensations and letting, if you will, letting them or imagining them to flow out with the out-breath. And now switching so that with the head down on the floor, you're drawing the left knee up towards the chest and stretching out the right leg all the way. And again, if you want, raising the head up and breathing here wherever you happen to stop. Listening to the messages that your body gives you about what your limits are and where you need to stop or even back off. But if you can, just staying at these limits and experiencing them a little more deeply than you might ordinarily. And then when you're ready, just stretching back out and lying back down on the floor, resuming the corpse posture and bringing your attention back to your breathing. The abdomen expanding gently on the in-breath and falling back towards your spine on each out-breath. Now, when you're ready, see about rolling over and coming up onto your hands and knees. And in this position, we're going to breathe out and arch the back, letting the head come down and do our cat stretch. We're really arching the back as high as up as it will go as the head comes down between the arms. And then after a moment or two, reversing it on the in-breath, letting the belly come down, the pelvis tilt down, and the head come up as you breathe in. And feeling that stretching up with the head, looking back. And then exhaling again and arching the back once more. And then once again, breathing in and lowering the belly, making the curve in the back, the other direction, and looking up. And then exhaling once more, arching the back, lowering the head. And then this time, as you breathe in and lower your belly, stretching the right leg up in the air, lifting it up behind you, and as well raising the left arm and stretching that out so that you're basically breathing and balancing the head lifted up and the left arm and the right leg. And just stay here breathing. Take some muscle strength in the back and the shoulder to do it. You're working at strengthening your back. And when you're ready, lowering the knee to the floor and the hand. And again, exhaling and arching the back up, feeling the stretch, reversing what we just did, stretching those muscles now in the back instead of strengthening them, letting them relax and lengthen. And then again, on an in-breath, lowering the belly, raising the head, and this time the left leg and the right arm when you're ready. And breathing here requires a certain amount of balance, and just breathing as you do this. feeling the sensations, experiencing your body in this particular posture, strange as it may seem, and just accepting yourself as you are, with your limits as they are at this particular moment, and breathing in and out with them and with your experiences. And when you're ready, once again lowering the knee and the arm, hands and knees on the floor, and arching the back as before, head down, and really getting a good stretch in your back without overdoing it, just easing up to your limits. And when you're ready, lying back down once again. On your back. And for a moment, with your hands lying alongside your body and your feet falling away from each other, just feel what the consequences of having done this are. And then once again, let's just draw both our knees up towards the chest and do what we were doing before, just squeezing the knees to the chest and bringing the head up and rocking from side to side, gently massaging the spine and the muscles on either side of the spine to your own capacity, not overdoing it, not trying to push through anything, but just gently massaging the back, if it's more comfortable to have your head down on the floor than just doing it that way. And then when you're ready, putting your feet down on the floor as before and doing a few pelvic rocks or pelvic tilts at your own pace, just to, again, loosen up the pelvis, loosen up the small of the back, get the belly contracting in rhythm with the spine. And if you do it at any speed, you'll notice that if your head is relaxed and your neck is relaxed, that your whole body will be moving in response to your just moving your pelvis. It will rock your whole body back and forth. And then when you're ready, just relaxing and stretching back out, allowing your attention to once again come to rest on the belly and on the rhythmic movements of your belly with your breathing. Now let's do the half bridge pose, which again involves bringing the feet to the floor and the knees up towards the ceiling, but a little closer to the buttocks than they were before, and stretching the arms up over the head on the floor. And then when you're ready, now lifting the pelvis, this isn't tilting, but lifting the whole pelvis and lower back off the floor and staying in this half bridge pose with the body resting on the back of the head and neck and the shoulders and arms and on the feet. And the rest of the body is arched. And you're just breathing here. You may begin to feel the thigh muscles as they fatigue a little bit. And just stay here with the breathing, experiencing the sensations of being in this particular posture. And as much as possible, letting the arms be completely relaxed, the face, back of the head and neck, as you stay here breathing. If you need to come down at some point before I say to, just bring the pelvis down to the floor, and when you're ready, bringing it back up. Taking responsibility for doing this your way and the way you will get the most benefit out of it. feeling the abdomen as it expands on the in-breath. In this posture, it has lots of room to expand. And as it deflates on the out-breath. And when you're ready, if you haven't done so already, just lowering the pelvis back to the floor and stretching the arms once again back down alongside your body, stretching out the legs. And allowing your body once again to just relax and let go and sink into the mat. And being willing to be present, noticing the thoughts that flit through your mind and the content of them, maybe telling you what you should be doing, what you need to do next, maybe about the future or about the past, and whatever they are, just letting them come and go through the mind without being particularly disturbed or distracted by them, or in fact giving them any energy at all, and instead just focusing on your experience of the present and the fact that you're here now, lying on the floor and nourishing yourself in this way, contributing to strengthening your body, freeing yourself from tension and stress, developing a sense of your own capacity to control your health to some extent and to direct your life and improve the quality of your health and well-being. Now let's do a simple twist stretch where we lace the fingers together behind the head, draw the feet up towards the buttocks again, but this time together, knees together as well, breathing in and out a few times. And when you're ready, letting the knees go over gently to the right as far as they'll go to the floor, gently. If the left foot will come up off the floor and just be on top of the right foot. The left knee may or may not be touching the right knee, just letting it hang, not forcing it. And then turning with your head and looking to the left beyond your left elbow. And just feeling the stretch across the chest and into the left armpit or wherever it is that you feel it. And breathing in and out with this posture as you try to relax into it. And drop down into a state where you're just allowing gravity to pull you down and you're not resisting. And every time you breathe in, you'll feel the abdomen stretch and contribute to the feeling of being stretched in the chest and belly. And every time you breathe out, just sinking a little bit more into the stretch as you relax and let go, as your muscles let go and lengthen. And then on an in-breath, bringing the knees back up to the vertical and then letting them go over to the floor in the other direction, to the left. That will bring the right foot off the floor on top of the left. The right knee now over the left and perhaps touching it. And turning with the head and looking to the right. And again, just settling in on each out-breath, letting your body fall into the floor straight down each point going straight down as you accept the stretch and accept your body being in this position. Full awareness of each moment and full awareness of your breathing and of the sensations associated with being in this particular situation, this particular position. And when you're ready, again, bringing the knees back up to the perpendicular, releasing the hands and stretching back out in the corpse posture. So now let's bend the left knee so that the foot is on the floor alongside the right knee. And we will just take a deep breath in. And as we breathe out, letting the right leg come up with the knee straight as far as it will go. If possible, all the way up to the perpendicular so that it's up towards the ceiling, but if not, just wherever you wind up is fine, and that's exactly where you're supposed to be right now. And then maintaining this posture and breathing, and if you notice that your arms are getting involved in pushing on the floor, or your shoulders are tight, or your face is tense, then just letting these parts of your body completely relax since they're not involved in what you're doing. Focusing your attention on your belly, and then even though your belly is somewhat contracted, being involved in lifting the leg like this, it can still expand on the in-breath and deflate on the out-breath, and notice whether that, in fact, is true for you at this time. And if you like, you can move the foot, just crank the foot around the ankle a few times in each direction, and feel the muscles that are involved in moving the foot. As you breathe, and those of you who choose to can intensify this a little bit more on your own by stretching out the left leg if you like, or by taking some time and lifting the head up towards the knee as you take hold of the leg beyond the knee. And that will stretch the back out a little bit more. And then when you're ready, slowly letting the leg come back down, taking your time, letting it come back slowly and totally mindfully so that you're really aware of it all the way down. And when it does make contact with the floor, experiencing the wave of relaxation that flows through the leg and flows through your body and ultimately leaves with the out-breath. As the muscles let go from having done some lifting, contracting, and they release and lengthen. And then reverse the positions of the legs now so that the right knee is bent and the foot is alongside the left knee. And when you're ready, taking a deep breath in and allowing the left leg to come up as far as it will go. And then just settling in here, experiencing the leg being up. Letting your back relax and your shoulders, your arms and your face. And if you like, cranking the foot around. And then those of you who are doing the more intense stretches, just going ahead and doing that at your own pace if you feel like it. But whatever it is that you're doing, just being totally present, experiencing the sensations and the feelings in your body as you have this leg up here. Notice the belly and the contraction of the abdominal muscles to do part of the lifting. And when you're ready, slowly, inch by inch, letting the left leg come back down. You may have your eyes closed at this point or open, but just without seeing the leg, experiencing it as it comes down And when it does make contact with the floor, again, experiencing the wave of release as the muscles let go and as you sink deeper into the floor. And just stretching out the other leg. And coming back to your belly and to the flow of your breathing. Full awareness of each in-breath for its entire duration, and full awareness of each out-breath for its entire duration. A willingness to be totally present right now with what you're doing, with what you're experiencing and feeling at this moment. Allowing yourself to really fully experience being. And when you're ready, we'll now roll over onto our left side and prop your head up using your left hand. And put the right hand on the floor in front of your belly. And now we'll get settled for a moment, just breathing. And when you're ready, on an in-breath, slowly lifting the right leg up to the side, straight up, and just holding it here wherever it winds up, and breathing, perhaps closing your eyes so that you can really experience in a concentrated state what this feels like. And if you want, you can even take your fingers and probe the muscles along the leg and the hip and into your side to see what's working and what's not. Notice the buttock is not involved in this. And if you like, again, cranking the foot a few times slowly and carefully around the ankle in both directions. Raising up perhaps a little higher, and a little higher. Breathing, experiencing the intensity, but asking yourself whether you can handle this in terms of your own body and your own limits at this particular time. And if it's too intense, backing off. And if it's okay, just breathing through the intensity. And then when you're ready, slowly letting the leg come down, taking your time. And when it does come down, again, experiencing the wave of release. And if you like, when you're ready, on another in-breath, raising the leg back up once again. And just breathing with it here. And slowly letting it come down. And then rolling over onto your other side, propping your head up with your right hand now, lying on the right side, and when you're ready, lifting the left leg up as high as it will comfortably go. The left hand in front of the belly on the floor. Cranking the foot around the ankle a few times in both directions. And then lowering slowly in touch the whole way down. And then if you feel up to it, raising up once again. And slowly back down. And then rolling over onto your belly. And in this position, lying on one side of your face or the other with your arms alongside your body. And your palms open towards the ceiling. And now in this position, you can feel the belly pressing against the floor each time you breathe in and relaxing away from the floor each time you breathe out. Allowing your whole body to just sink into the floor on each exhalation. Head, shoulders, the arms, the back and the pelvis, the trunk, the legs, to just fall into the floor and letting the floor or whatever you're on hold you up. And then in this position, we're going to move the head now so that the chin is on the floor, not using the hands at all. And slowly, as we breathe in, lift the right leg up with the knee straight. And just holding it here as you breathe. And if you put your hands back now and probe with your fingers on the legs and on the buttocks, you'll notice that the buttock on the right side is tight and is involved in lifting the leg in this way. And that the whole back on that side is involved in lifting this heavy weight and just breathing, feeling, experiencing, lifting your leg. And when you're ready, just slowly letting the leg come down and relaxing on the side of your face now, sinking into the floor. And then with your chin on the floor once again, on an in-breath, raising the other leg up as much as possible, keeping the arms completely relaxed, face completely relaxed, and just letting the back muscles do the work. And again, slowly down. And relaxing. And now when you're ready, putting the chin on the floor once again, and then just lifting the head up slowly, and the neck and the shoulders and chest, keeping the feet on the floor and just lifting, not using the hands, as high up as you can in the what we call the lower cobra, as if you were a snake and had no arms or legs and you're just using your trunk muscles, in particular the back muscles and neck and head muscles, to lift you up. Breathing as high up on the rib cage as you can get, feeling the belly rise a little bit higher each time you breathe in. And just breathing, lifting, looking somewhat back over your head if you can. And when you're ready, slowly, slowly, slowly coming down. And resting on one side of the face or the other. And just again, allowing your body to sink into the floor as your muscles release and let go and lengthen and soften. And when you're ready, rolling over now, back onto your back. And then bringing your knees up to your chest and putting your hands on the floor below the buttocks. Just pushing down with your hands and rolling the pelvis off the floor until your knees move onto your forehead or someplace in this direction. And then let the knees spread apart so that they are actually on either side of your face, and just stay here hanging upside down with the feet kind of off in the air, the knees bent, and your lower back off the floor, and you're resting on the back of your neck and head and shoulders. Just breathing in this upside down position if you feel comfortable with it. If you have high blood pressure and shouldn't be doing this kind of thing when your doctors say so, then just sitting this one out and relaxing, lying back on your back. And as you relax, you can bring the knees, as the back stretches out, you can bring the knees back a little bit further towards the ears or towards the floor, just to feel the increased stretch, and then rolling back out of it onto the floor and relaxing with the feet back down and stretched out, the hands alongside your body. And we'll just finish up by simply becoming aware of lying here, allowing the eyes to close if we feel comfortable with it, and becoming aware of the wave-like movements of our breathing at the belly. And as we lie here, just letting go of the thoughts and memories of what we've done, what we've asked our body to do up to this point, and just becoming aware of being right here, right now, centered and focused, riding the waves of each breath, on each out-breath, letting go and sinking deeper into the floor, and into a state of relaxed stillness and awareness. And in this stillness, aware of things as they are, the experience of your body as a whole, and of the sensations and feelings in your body as pure sensation and feeling. And as the tape comes to an end now, you might want to take a moment and give yourself some credit and acknowledge having taken the time to do this, and recognize that by doing it with care and attention, as we've been practicing, that complements and amplifies the natural healing processes of our bodies. And that this is very much a time that you're using to work on yourself, to develop greater strength and flexibility, not simply in your body, but also in one's emotional life. And we're becoming more flexible and more creative in our relationship to life itself, and developing a deeper appreciation for one's life and the feelings and the limits associated with it. So just now experiencing in this stillness the fullness and the depth of each moment, lying here completely relaxed and at one with yourself right now, centered and balanced in an intuitive knowing who you are as your life continues to unfold from moment to moment. To begin the regular practice of meditation, of looking into ourselves, let's arrange to spend this time on a regular basis in a place where we can comfortably still the body, and at a time when we will not be interrupted, allowing this to be a time in which we set aside the usual mode in which we operate, that of more or less constant doing, and switch to a mode of non-doing, a mode of simply being, of allowing ourselves to be, of becoming aware of our being. This, of course, will tend to slow time down, and is best accomplished by making this time and coming to sit in an erect and dignified posture, either on a straight back chair or on the floor on a cushion. And as we allow the body to become still, just bringing our attention to the fact that we're breathing. And becoming aware of the movement of the breath as it comes into your body and as it leaves your body. Not manipulating the breathing in any way or trying to change it. Simply being aware of it and of the feelings associated with breathing. And if you feel comfortable with it, observing your breathing deep down in your belly, feeling the abdominal wall as it expands gently on the in-breath, as it falls back towards your spine on the out-breath. And simply being totally here in each moment, with each breath. trying to do anything, not trying to get any place, simply being with your breathing. Just giving full care and your full attention to each in-breath and to each out-breath. As they follow one after the other in a never-ending cycle and flow. Of course, you will find that from time to time, your mind will wander off into thoughts, fantasies, anticipations of the future, worrying, thoughts of the past, memories, whatever. But when you notice that your attention is no longer here, no longer really on your breathing, then without giving yourself a hard time, just intentionally escorting your focus, your attention back to the breathing and picking up wherever it happens to be, on an in-breath or on an out-breath, and just observing, moving up close to your breathing and keeping the attention here as if you were riding the waves of your breathing, fully conscious of the duration of the in-breath and the duration of the out-breath from moment to moment. that every time you find that your mind has wandered off the breath, to just be aware of it as soon as you can be. And gently bringing it back to your belly and back to the present. Back to the moment-to-moment observing of the flow of your breathing. And in the practice of your meditation, using the awareness of your breathing and using your breath as an anchor to refocus your attention, to bring you back into the present whenever you notice that the mind is moving out of the present or becoming unbalanced or absorbed or preoccupied or reactive. The breath can function as an anchor to keep you in the present and to help you tune to this state of relaxed awareness and stillness, which is itself a profound state of balance. Now, as you observe your breathing, you may be finding that from time to time, sensations from your body come into the field of your awareness. Some discomfort or agitation, which may be quite intense from time to time. And as you maintain the awareness of your breathing, see if it is possible now to just expand the field of your awareness around your breathing so that it includes a sense of your body as a whole as you sit here, and feeling your breath, if you will, from head to toe as you become aware of all of the sensations in your body. The sensation in particular of touch, of contact with the chair or with the floor. Contact made by the feet, by the buttocks and the legs. As you sit in a straight posture with the back erect and the head balanced and dignified, so that now we're allowing the observation to include not only the flow of breathing, but a sense of your body as a whole, with whatever feelings and sensations come up in any moment. And being here with whatever does come up, without judging it, without reacting to it, just being fully here, fully aware, totally present with whatever your feelings are and with your breath, and a sense of your body as a complete, dignified whole. And again, whenever you notice that your mind may have wandered off, just bringing it back to your breathing and to a sense of your body as you sit here. Not going anywhere, not doing anything, just simply being. Simply sitting. From moment to moment, being fully present, fully with yourself. Of course, and it happens with all of us, there may be times when the sensations in one part of your body really become overwhelming and dominate the field of your awareness to the point where it becomes very difficult to stay focused and concentrated. And if this happens, you have two alternatives. One is to mindfully shift to a more comfortable position to relieve some of the intensity. And if you choose to move, to just be aware of the intention to do it before you actually move. But another way to work with this intensity is to try to simply stay here with it without moving and restricting the attention in these periods of intensity, and just zeroing right in on that region of the body that's experiencing it. Putting the mind right there in the knee or in the small of your back or wherever it may be, and just going right into the sensation in each moment and breathing into it and breathing out with it and totally experiencing what your body is saying to you right now. Right here, and responding to it by opening and softening rather than tensing and bracing and resisting, so that even within the intensity, you may find stillness and acceptance. And even if this is difficult, and simply being aware of your reactions, observing them as well as the sensations. And when the intensity subsides, just reestablishing your awareness at the level of your body as a whole and of the breath as it moves in and out of your body. Coming back to a sense of the fullness of each in-breath and the fullness of each out-breath. Now, as you sit here, if you feel comfortable with it, once again allowing the field of your awareness to expand, this time we'll let the focus move towards hearing, towards sounds that we may be aware of in the environment or perhaps from within your body. And just shifting the focus of one's attention from the breath and from a sense of your body as a whole. Now just moving it towards the ears and letting your consciousness be particularly the consciousness of hearing. Not going out searching for things to hear, but simply receptive to whatever it is that enters your consciousness as sound. Full awareness of hearing from one moment to the next as you sit here and as you breathe. And if you do hear something, not judging it or deciding whether you like it or dislike it or whether it's noise or beautiful, but simply residing in the moment-to-moment being with hearing. Sitting in stillness, aware of sound, and aware of the space between sounds, aware of silence, moment by moment by moment. And again, if at any point you notice that your mind is distracted, just bringing it back either to your breathing to anchor you, or directly to your ears, to right now, and to whatever is here as you sit. Now, as we sit here, once again allowing the field of your awareness to expand, we began with the breathing, and then we expanded the awareness to include the body as a whole and any particularly intense regions of sensation, and then we expand it to include sound as well, developing the capacity both to concentrate deeply on one particular object of attention and also to become flexible so that one can be mindful of various aspects of perception and of one's life experience. This time, we will expand the awareness to include thinking, to include thoughts as they move through your mind, so that rather being distractions or breaks in your concentration, we will now focus and open to the observation of the thinking process itself. So letting your breathing and sense of the body and sounds and so forth all be in the background, and allowing the thinking process itself to become center stage for the moment. And rather than following individual thoughts or getting involved in the content and going from one thought to the next to the next, we'll simply be seeing each thought as it comes up in the mind as a thought, as an observable event, just as a sound would be an observable event, and letting the thoughts just come and go as you sit and dwell in stillness, witnessing them, observing them. The thoughts, of course, could be about anything: the future, the past, your body, thoughts about thoughts, thoughts about feelings, and whatever they are, thoughts about food, thoughts about sleep, thoughts about time, whatever they are, just observing them as events in the field of your consciousness as they come into your awareness, as they linger, and as they dissolve as they will. And just sitting with this awareness of thoughts coming and going as you dwell in the present, observing them. If you find yourself at any point drawn into the stream of thinking, into the current of thoughts, and when you notice that you're no longer observing them or being with them, but you're off someplace else, just coming back to the observation of them as events and using your breathing and the sense of your body to anchor you and stabilize you in the present. Now, of course, the thoughts can take any form, they can have any content, and they can be either neutral or very highly charged. And in particular, if thoughts come up that have fear in them, then just be aware of its being here, just being aware of fear and letting these thoughts come and go. The same for worries, preoccupations of one kind or another, pressures in the mind, the thought of deadlines or obligations. And again, regardless of the charge that the thought has for you, just observing it as a discrete thought and let it just be here without pursuing it and without rejecting it. And noticing that, of course, from moment to moment, new thoughts will come and go. Now, for the remaining time, just letting go of all objects of attention, your breathing, your body, hearing, observing, thinking, and instead of focusing on any one, simply allowing yourself to just sit here and be. Fully aware in each moment, and aware of whatever there is within this sphere of your being. If thoughts come, observing thoughts. If sounds, then sounds. If pain, then pain. And if it's the breath that is most predominant, then just being with your breathing from moment to moment. Just sitting in stillness, looking for nothing, being sensitive and present with it all, just as it is, just as it unfolds. If you will, experiencing the ground of being, experiencing the ground of awareness, out of which all perceptions arise, and just being right here with it, complete as you are, human, whole. And as the tape finishes, recognizing that you have spent this time intentionally nourishing yourself by dwelling in this state of non-doing, in this state of being, intentionally making time for yourself to be who you are. And you might want to just congratulate yourself for taking the time and the energy to do this and to allow yourself the occasion to do it on a regular basis and to nourish yourself in a deep way and to allow the benefits of this practice to expand into the active expression of your life in every domain as it continues to unfold. Let's begin this Hatha Yoga sequence with some standing postures. Remember that we will be emphasizing maintaining moment-to-moment awareness during this sequence, and that we are working in a non-judgmental mode, exploring our boundaries and our limits in a gentle but determined way, not trying to beat the body into shape, but simply nourishing it with this special kind of attention and on a regular basis, as we have been doing. For some of these standing postures, you might want to do them on occasion in front of a full-length mirror to give you an external view of what is involved. Remember throughout to breathe diaphragmatically as much as possible, and with awareness of your breathing as we go along. Now let's begin by standing with both feet flat on the floor, the arms alongside your body just dangling in an erect, relaxed posture, the feet maybe 2 or 3 inches apart. And on an in-breath, we'll just stretch the arms up to the side with the elbows straight and locking hold of the thumbs, just stretching up as we complete this in-breath as far as we can, staying on the flats of our feet, and then continuing to breathe as we stretch. And just feeling the stretch through the elbows and the armpits, through the rib cage, right out of the pelvis, and anywhere else that you feel it along your body from head to toe. Just breathing here as you stretch. And when you're ready, unlocking the thumbs and stretching the palms out to the sides as you slowly lower your arms. And you'll probably feel some tingling. The wrists will be bent, fingers pointing up towards the ceiling as they come down. And slowly, mindfully letting your arms come down until they are simply dangling limp by your side. And if you will, just allowing your eyes to close, centering your attention in your belly, and observing the flow of your breathing. And of course, tuning into the sensations in your arms and what the effects of just having done this simple stretch are. Now let's take another deep breath in. And this time, just stretch the right arm up. And we'll do what we call picking grapes, where we'll just try to reach something that's just out of reach as we continue to breathe. And if you like, lifting the left heel at the same time and just stretching up, up, up. Left arm is down alongside your body, reaching, stretching, and slowly lowering the right arm. And then raising the left arm and the right heel. And again, picking these grapes that are just out of reach. And feeling the stretch coming right up out of the left leg and left hip. Stretching, reaching, breathing, and slowly coming down. Now let's, again, taking a deep breath in and stretching the arms up to the side, as we did to begin with, locking the thumbs together, and this time just stretching, bending over to the right side, keeping the head between the arms, and just breathing as you hang over the right hip. Just finding where you stop and breathing here as you explore the sensations and the limit of your body in this particular bend. The left side will be stretched and you'll feel it. And then inhaling, bringing the arms up and straightening out again. And on the exhalation, going over to the left, stretching. If you like, you can let go of the thumbs and just have the arms be parallel as you stretch out the right side, bending over the left hip. Breathing. And when you're ready, coming back up, stretching up one last time with the thumbs locked. And slowly lowering the arms to the side, as before. and just letting them dangle here as we once again close the eyes and center ourselves in the standing posture. And bringing the attention to your belly. Now let's roll the shoulders around in a forward direction, remembering that you can break it down into four separate movements, the first being raising the shoulders up towards the ears as far as they'll go. The arms are passive in this and just hang the whole time, then squeezing them together in front of the chest, letting them just drop, which is relaxed, and then trying to squeeze them together behind the back, touching the shoulder blades together. So a big rolling motion as you move the shoulders around. And then when you're ready, back in the other direction. And then just coming back to stillness, standing. Feeling the effects of what we've just done. The sensations in the neck and shoulder region. And then when you're ready, let's do our neck rolls, where you lower the chin to the chest and then move the head so that slowly the left ear is over the left shoulder, and then keep on going until the head is all the way back. Then the right ear over the right shoulder. And finally bringing the chin back across the chest. And just moving in this way, breathing in for the first half as the head goes back, and out for the second half as the head comes forward, in a big, slow, circular movement. And letting your eyes make a big circle around the room as you do it. And then when you're ready, reversing the direction. And then coming back to standing with the head in a neutral position. And again, centering, grounding yourself, getting in touch with the feet making contact with the floor. Letting the body be completely relaxed, but at the same time, alert, poised, balanced, as you breathe. Now let's work at some balancing and at the same time strengthening the muscles on the side of the body. Let's begin by slowly letting the weight shift from both feet over onto just the left foot. And as we do that, raising the arms up so that they're parallel to the floor. And just raising the right leg up as much as it will come, and staying here breathing, perhaps focusing on a spot on the wall and just holding it here, standing on the left leg. The right leg out to the side, the arms stretched out to the side, and breathing. And trying to maintain your balance as best you can. And when you're ready, slowly letting the leg come down and the arms come down at the same time, so that the weight gradually shifts from the left foot to being taken on by both feet. And then when you're ready, on an in-breath, raising the arms up again, and as you do, raising the left leg up now, letting all the weight be taken by the right leg, and again, stretching out with the arms, raising the leg up as far as you can, and just holding it here, balancing and breathing. Using the focus of your eyes on a spot to keep you concentrated and balanced. And perhaps raising the leg up a little more, a little higher, stretching the arms out, breathing deeply into the belly. And when you're ready, slowly letting the leg and the arms come back down. And just coming to rest here, standing. Now let's put our hands on our hips and gently turn just from the waist over the right shoulder. Just looking behind you as far as you can, keeping the hips facing forward, turning the head and the chest, and then coming back to center and turning, looking over the left shoulder. Breathing, and then back to center. And then keeping your hands on your hips, now turning from the ankles so that you're turning the whole body except for the feet to the right as far as you can. Tracking with the eyes, going as far as you can to the right. Breathing as you do it. And then when you're ready, slowly coming back through center and turning from the ankles all the way to the left. When you get as far as you can, just breathing with it. Be aware of your body and what it's feeling in various places. And then coming back to center. Letting the hands dangle once more. When you're ready, doing a forward bend. Let's bend the knees slightly and take a deep breath in, stretching the arms up over the head as we did before. Deep breath in. And then on the exhalation, just bending over from the waist and hanging, coming down until your head is hanging towards the floor, the arms are hanging towards the floor or touching the floor, and just resting in this position, hanging and breathing with the knees slightly bent. And every time you breathe in, feeling the actual in-breath expand against the rib cage and stretch the back a little. And as you breathe out, just surrendering to the gravitational pull and letting the muscles lengthen and relax. And as your head sinks a little bit deeper, a little bit further down towards your knees and towards the floor. Slow, deep, diaphragmatic breathing. And if you like, while you're down here, you might want to stretch one arm out, say the right arm, until it's parallel to the floor. And just holding it here, breathing and letting it come back down. and then stretching the left arm up and out until it's parallel to the floor. And breathing with it. And then letting it down. Just hanging. Breathing. And when you're ready, slowly standing back up and coming up with the lower part of your spine first, so that you're straightening first the hips and then the central part of the back and then the upper back and then and only then raising the head back up, coming into a balanced standing position. And if you care to, closing the eyes and just again focusing on your breathing at your belly and tuning to the effects of this forward bend. Be aware of your breath. Perhaps you'll also be aware of your heart beating. And just letting everything settle. And now we'll do the chair, which involves stretching both arms out in front of you and having the feet about a body width apart. And then imagine that you're sitting down on a chair that's not there, an imaginary chair, and just coming down to a sitting position as best you can with the head and the back as erect as you can keep them. They will be bent forward some. And just slowly bending the knees and sitting down until you've reached the point where you're as much the way you would be if there was a chair there as possible. And just stay here breathing. You may feel this in your ankles or in the small of your back. And staying with the feeling of sitting here and the strength that's required to maintain this, using your arms for balance and breathing. See if you can drop down a little bit lower. Just staying at your limit, wherever it may be. And when you're ready, just standing back up and letting your arms hang, and if you like, just shaking them out a little bit. And taking a long, deep breath in and just letting it out. Letting all the tension or fatigue that builds up in doing something strenuous like that just leave on the out-breath. And now let's do the tree, which involves taking the right foot and drawing it up and putting it as high as you can manage on the inside of your left leg, perhaps up high up on the thigh, perhaps lower on the thigh above the knee, or on the knee, or even below the knee, wherever you can manage to put it. And then, as best you can, balancing on the left leg and bringing the palms together in clapping position over in front of your chest and just breathing like this and picking out a spot either on the wall or if you're using a mirror in the mirror or on the floor 3 or 4 feet in front of you and focusing your gaze on that spot. And then when you're ready, stretching the arms up over the head as far as they'll go and clasping the fingers together. And pressing the upper arms against your ears and breathing deeply down into your abdomen on each in-breath and out from the abdomen, from your belly, on each out-breath. And just balancing here in the tree. catching up. If possible, keeping the left knee straight. When you're ready, slowly unclasping the hands and letting the arms come down to the side. And when they are about horizontal, lifting the knee up and bringing the right foot down alongside the left foot as the arms come down, sort of as if you were making a three-point landing and totally under your control. And then allowing the weight to shift to the right foot as you lift the left foot and place it against the inside of the right leg, wherever it will go, and starting with the palms over the chest. And then when you're stabilized in the balancing, stretching the arms up over the head and clasping the hands again and pressing the upper arms against your ears as you breathe and balance. Stretching a little bit higher. And then unclasping the hands and slowly letting the arms come down until they're horizontal, then lifting the left knee up and slowly coming down with the arms and the foot until you're standing again on both feet. Allowing your eyes to close and just again, once again, centering your awareness in your belly and in the sense of your body as a whole as you stand here. And then when you're ready, sitting down, and we'll do some stretches from a sitting position. Now let's begin by bringing the soles of the feet together and lacing the fingers beyond the toes, and then slowly drawing the heels in towards the pelvis, towards the perineum, as you sit up straight. Now be careful not to yank or to pull on your feet, but just move them in until you've reached the point where your body is telling you to stop. And then just gently bouncing the knees a little bit to loosen things up in the pelvis and in the insides of your thighs. And as you do this, breathing down into your belly. Okay, and then let's sit with the left leg stretched out in front of you and bring the right foot again on the inside of the thigh and as far up towards the pelvis as it will go. And then when you're ready, sitting up straight, taking a deep breath in, and as you do, stretching the arms up over your head and locking the thumbs together. Now be careful, as with all of these postures, to do them slowly and mindfully so that you're not jerking or pushing yourself beyond your limits and pulling muscles, but just gently breathing in as you stretch up. And then on the out-breath, lowering the head between the arms over the left leg and hanging wherever you wind up. And if you like, taking hold of the leg with the hands and just gently, each time you breathe out, encouraging the forehead to come down a little bit further towards the leg, towards the knee, between the arms. And when you're ready, taking a deep breath in and raising the arms and the head and chest up again so that you're sitting up straight again, stretching, breathing. And on an out-breath, just doing the same thing again, coming forward and down. And as you breathe in, just feeling the breath itself enhance the stretch. And on each out-breath, just coming down a little bit further, relaxing a little bit more into the stretch itself. Feeling the muscles in the back of your body, behind the knee, the hamstrings, the muscles in the leg, in the back of the leg, and in your back and neck, just lengthen as you allow them to relax and let go. And then when you're ready, on an in-breath, stretching the arms back up, coming forward as far as you can, and then raising up with the head between the arms and coming back up until you're stretching up over the head with the fingers, the thumbs locked, and breathing, feeling your chest expand fully on each in-breath. And when you're ready, just slowly letting the arms come down to the side until they make contact, and then just relaxing. And then switching legs so that the right leg is now out straight, and you're bringing the left foot so that it's on the floor on the inside of the right thigh. And when you're ready, taking a deep breath in, stretching the arms up as before, locking the thumbs together, and just breathing in this position. Feeling any places in the neck or in the back or the shoulders that may be tight. Not overstretching, simply coming into your limit where you feel some creative stretching going on. There may be a little discomfort, but you're not reaching the point of pulling muscles or tearing anything. And then when you're ready, on an out-breath, coming forward and down with the head between the arms and hanging over the right leg now. And again, if you like, taking hold of the leg with your hands, and on each out-breath, just encouraging your head to come down a little bit more, encouraging your back to stretch a little bit more as you sink into the posture. And when you're ready, inhaling and coming forward with the arms and up. Taking a few deep breaths in and out as you stretch the arms up over the head, sitting up straight. And once again on an out breath, coming forward and down over the leg. And directing your breath to any regions in the back of the leg or the back itself, or the shoulders where you're feeling the stretch in particular. And on each out-breath, just letting go of the tension, letting go of the fatigue or the effort, and just breathing here. in a state of relaxed awareness and stillness. Just experiencing yourself from moment to moment with your body in this particular configuration. And again, when you're ready, on an in-breath, coming forward over the right foot with the arms and up. Sitting up straight, breathing, stretching. And slowly bringing the arms down to the side, letting them float down until they make contact and relaxing. And then sitting with both legs out in front of you and just shaking them out a little bit as you support yourself with your hands behind your back. Just shaking the legs out at the knees, flapping your feet back and forth. Just lying back down on your mat, on your back, in the corpse position, with the hands lying alongside your body, but not touching, and the palms open towards the ceiling if that's comfortable, and with the feet falling away from each other. And just breathing here, aware of your belly as it expands on the in-breath, and deflates on the out-breath. And aware of your body as a whole as you lie here, in stillness. Aware of whatever thoughts may be moving through your mind, or aware of sounds, aware of sensations, the flux of feelings in your body, in various parts of your body. Just lying here in a state of moment-to-moment awareness as you relax into each breath, as your body sinks into the floor on each out-breath, as you let go. And now let's do the half bridge to reverse the stretch in the back somewhat and balance it. And we do this by bending both knees so that the feet are flat on the floor, about a body width apart, and not taking hold of the ankles with the hands unless you can reach them, but it's not necessary. Just with the hands on the floor alongside your body, when you're ready, taking a deep breath in, and as you do, just lifting your pelvis up off the floor so that you come to rest on the soles of your feet and the upper back, your shoulder blades and the back of your neck and head. And just resting in this position with your thighs as parallel as possible to the floor and your pelvis as high up as it will go. And just breathing in this position right up into your belly, feeling and, in fact, seeing your belly expand every time you breathe in, and reseed every time you breathe out. And in this position, the chest is fully expanded and you can breathe quite deeply in and out. Be aware of the fatigue that may be setting in the lower back or in the thighs, and try as much as you can to maintain this posture with minimal muscular involvement so that you're just resting here as still as possible, as if you were a statue in this particular configuration. Timeless. Just what you are in this moment. And allowing your face to relax and your arms. You may want to stretch the arms out up beyond the head to the floor and rest in this position. And when you're ready, slowly lowering the pelvis back to the floor and stretching back out. In the corpse, with your arms alongside your body. And then when you're ready, let's draw both knees up towards the chest and wrap our arms around the shins and just squeezing the knees towards the chest as we rock a little from side to side and gradually stretch out the back once again. Rocking from side to side. And then, if you like, raising the head up and either putting the forehead on the knees or wherever it gets to, and rocking a little bit from front to back. Just gently. And perhaps you can rock up to a sitting position and back onto the back of your head and neck. But if you find that that's difficult, just rocking as best you can within your limits. And when you're ready, just once again stretching back out on your back and letting go, relaxing, sinking into the floor as your muscles release. Bringing your attention once again to your belly. And just staying in touch with your body. Now, as the tape ends, just remembering what it means for you to engage yourself in this kind of work, in this way of giving yourself some time and some energy, giving yourself some nourishment that helps you to maintain and improve your health, and making the time on a regular basis, as we've been practicing, perhaps every other day, to either use this tape or to learn the sequence to the point where you can do it on your own, or to use other postures that you may have learned or have learned from doing yourself. And introducing a little bit of this body awareness and this method for both strengthening your muscles and your musculoskeletal system and stretching it and relaxing yourself as part of your daily routine, even if it's for 10 or 15 minutes, but on an ongoing basis. And as you do over the weeks and the months and the years, observing your limits and dwelling at your limits and observing the changes in them as you grow and as you become stronger and more flexible and more balanced.